responsibility. The band can destroy the camera, they can hurt you. I can't be responsible for that. Nine Inch Nails won't be responsible for that. So go up there at your own risk.
Première tournée, les Nine Inch Nails se sont fait connaître pour leur show aussi spectaculaire que violent. Pour un groupe qui débute sur scène, bonjour les Destroy.
The way that we kind of fell into getting more violent and having a more intense show was very natural progression. It just kind of happened. And I think that's part of just being on the road that long, being around the same people, playing the same music. The whole fan idol worship thing as we got more popular. And in one way you could just sit back and say, this is great, I love this. And the other way it could disgust you. And you can turn that into some sort of energy.
Les Londoniens viennent à peine de découvrir ce groupe américain et déjà ils adorent, y'a qu'à voir. Mais qu'est-ce qui s'est passé exactement ce soir-là? C'était pas terrifiant tout ce monde sur scène?
The audience was on the stage and it was kind of a dangerous situation, the stage diving and stuff like that. But every kid up there had a smile on his face and he was having fun. And that's what it's about. You know, it's not, there is slam dancing and it's violent, but it's not to hurt anybody, it's just to have fun.
We preach positive hate, you know. Hate your neighbor, but get it out of your system at our show and listen to our record loud, and, you know. Hate life, but it gets it out of your system. And I think that's why I did it in the first place.
Reznor, c'est Nine Inch Nails, à lui tout seul. D'ailleurs, il était tout seul au moment de l'enregistrement de l'album, qui est déjà disque d'or aux États-Unis. Hey Reznor, c'était ça ton but?
And I tried to make the kind of album that I liked growing up. That was that. I mean, for me, I like Pink Floyd, The Wall album at one point. Because when I was depressed or whatever, that was like a friend or someone I could relate to at that time. And tried to make that type of record more than a record that was like. I like to bang my head to this or like to whatever. And if you can do that, great, you know, but I think it's a nicer compliment to hear that, you know, hey, you've helped me out or you've made me mad or provoked some sort of reaction.
À voir la réaction du public anglais, on peut se demander si le rock industriel ricain, qui fait d'ailleurs étrangement penser au rock industriel belge façon front 2-4-2, ne serait pas en train d'enterrer la dance psyché from Manchester.
I don't even know what's happening now as far as the Manchester, you know, psychedelic backdrop in the video scene where everybody's got the same haircut. It's just not what's happening here. I like electronic music and I think the bands that are on the forefront of that, like Ministry and those type of bands, are experimenting and proving, no, to be a good band, you don't have to have a real drummer and you don't have to have, you know, the Beatles lineup to make real music. You know, I never subscribe to that. I don't know.